Hi, dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N, date of service is 1/13/2022, date of birth is 5/22/1966. The patient presents as a new patient visit for evaluation. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident in 2012, and where she was rear-ended. The injuries resulted pain in the lower back and right shoulder, and she has had 6 epidural injections to the lumbar spine, and she remained painful in the lower back all along, as well as her neck has remained stiff. She has had plenty of physical therapy, but no surgery. Chief complaints are pain in the lower back to the tune of 9, and radiation or neck pain to the more of a left-sided, along with radiation to the left arm, front and back, with all the 5 fingers being involved. And also on the right hand, only the fingers are involved, and hand is involved as a numbness and tingling. Mostly at night, it is swollen and achy in both hands and both ankle and feet. Patient allegedly had 2 injections for carpal tunnel on both sides, with not complete relief. The numbness is mostly in the morning and at night. The patient has a pain in the lower back and the neck, which is continuous, and the left shoulder, and she reports no other trauma, and pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, tender, and tiring. Pain level is from 6 to 9. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by pain medications. And patient reports that she has numbness and tingling, pins and needles to both hips, both feet, and both hands, and also left arm, front and back. Left buttock also is numb, along with muscle weakness, denies bladder bowel incontinence or any sagal anesthesia. Moderate anxiety is reported, sleep disturbance is reported, fatigue, weakness is reported, no major difficulty in walking. X-ray MRIs have been done for her, and so far she reports that she has had a physical therapy, and she had had some 6 injections to the spine in 2012. And massage and dance unit she has had, psychiatrist she has seen, but did not see acupuncture or chiropractor yet. In the system review, patient reports that she has high blood pressure, high cholesterol in the cardiac, and the neurological back and neck pain injury or headaches, and the tingling hands of the aching feet and legs, psychiatric anxiety, and in the past surgical history, patient has tube tied in 2006 in St. Agnes Hospital. Allergies none. And family history, mother is deceased due to depression. Father is deceased due to natural causes. Siblings, diabetes and defibrillator with the sister. And relationship status, patient is single, lives with her daughter, 16-year-old. And employment status, patient is in pain in the all the time, she cannot work, unemployed. And disability history, patient has a disability history. She is receiving federal disability. Legal history, none, no lawyer. And personal history, patient drinks alcohol socially, smokes socially, half pack a day, and does not use any recreational drugs. In the automobile accident history, patient was allegedly was involved in automobile accident, in the afternoon of May 2012 when she was at a red light and was rear-ended very hard. She was traveling with two friends, Conant and Davison, and she was traveling in a Nissan Versa. She doesn't remember the car that hit them. They were completely stopped. The other car was at least minimum 40 miles an hour. And she doesn't remember if she was restrained or not. If she states that the airbag was deployed and she was passed out for 5 minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came, ambulance came, and she has gone through the treatment for, she was taken to ER, and she was hit by the airbag and whiplash occurred and resulted in mild headaches and forgetfulness, lack of focus. That has all got better at this time. ADOs that are affected are as follows: doing laundry, standing, walking, and eating are affected 8. The home chores and opening containers are affected 6. The physical examination. The blood pressure is 177/120. Heart rate is 80. Respiratory rate is 19. Temperature 95.9. And height is 5'6". The weight 193. The general physical examination reveals that this is a 55-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious, sitting comfortably, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces are identified. No severe anxiety, lethargy. Patient exhibits good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk normally without any pain or adaptive device. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination and the musculature examination is all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is none is present, and paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present, and range of motion of the cervical spine: forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine: forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral flexion 30, rotation is 35, and hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine: Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test is negative, distortion test is negative, and in the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Flum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burdzinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raising test is positive bilaterally. Breger test positive. Camp test positive. Burdzinski test negative. Sacroiliac leg joints, bilateral sacroiliac leg joints are mildly tender. However, standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression positive. Distraction test positive. Fibre test is positive bilaterally. And Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. Central lumbar spine is negative. Extremities examination, except for both wrist and hand, and the rest of the extremities are normal, and there's no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, and range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed, gait is normal, patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the both wrist and hand revealed that on inspection, then there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures. Color of the skin is normal. No angulation deformity is noticed. There is no atrophy of the thenar prominence. And slight muscle weakness, 4/5 is the motor power. grip is slightly poor, sensations are intact. The carpotunnel compression tests are found positive, tinel sign, phalen sign bilaterally. Diagnosis? CNS G44.329 R51, F41.1 F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9 79.1 M79.7, ligaments M54.0, upper extremities hand M79.641 M79.642, G56.02 and G56.01. Lower extremity, none, lumbar spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 SSA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 SSA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M454.17, S33.5 axis. Plan of care for Angela Elston is from the template. Treatment plan for Angela Elston is also from the template. First, physical therapy. Patient is already getting a physical therapy at focus rehab, and it is perfectly fine. The idea is to focus on the sacroiliac joint, lumbar spine, as well as cervical spine and to the carpotunnel area. Medications. The patient is being provided following medications. Non-narcotic medications are naproxen 500 twice a day for healing and anti-inflammatory effect. Elavil 25 mg at night for relieving GAD disorder, helping depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and helping pain relief. Skelexin 800 mg 3 times a day for relief of muscle spasm. And Voltaren gel is being ordered to relieve the topical pain relief. The narcotic analgesics provided are Narco 7.5325 every 12 hours for 30 days, 30 tablets, one pill in the morning. Along with the patient is advised to consider marijuana certification for long-term use, because this medication will be for a shorter time. And these are given to help in the relieve the pain and improve the ADLs, life functions, and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. Review is as follows. Patient provided a Northland radiology MRI done on 6/18/2019. The lumbar spine MRI shows a disc herniation at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, along with facet arthropathy, and leading to neuroforamina encroachment. In the cervical spine, patient has a minimal disc protrusion at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. Interventional pain procedures, based on the MRI finding, it is a patient will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection as well as cervical epidural steroid injection, and possibly a facet injection at L2-3, L4-5, in case the relief is not there from the LESI. Sacroiliac joint injections are advised to bilaterally, and carpotunnel injections are advised bilaterally. Surgical options are not being considered at this moment. Referral to neuropsych not considered. Attendant care case record not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. from various providers. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered at this moment. DMEs. Patient already has all the back brace and other DMEs. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability is not warranted. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.